Welcome back to Champlain Valley Game Night right here on a Thursday on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. I want to get right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line because there's a new face in Burlington and Plattsburgh that you guys are going to get to know and going to get to see a lot on your TV screens. It's Lauren Walsh, who's a new sports anchor over at Local 22 and Local 44. So she's going to work with our friend Darren Aaron. So Lauren is on the phone line with us now. Lauren, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're good as well. Congratulations on the job moving to town. And so how long have you been in the Burlington area for now?
About a week and a half. So it's still very fresh.
Still very fresh. Now, you got your first work assignments were over the weekend. Was it Castleton Norwich hockey? Was that your first thing you covered?
Yes, it was. It was interesting. I have actually only covered hockey once before, at least in person, shooting it myself. So it was a really fun environment, and I'm sure I'll get a lot more hockey. So that was just step one in that sport.
Well, you'll get a lot more hockey, and it's very big up here because you got the Norwich men. They're the reigning national champions, so you got to see some real A-list hockey right off the bat. And how about this for your first couple days in town? You're going to go cover the Tom Brennan court dedication, maybe the biggest night, you know, athletic figure in this town's history. You're going to go cover that. Welcome to the area.
I know. I mean, I was thrilled. I'm really a basketball girl. I grew up around Boston. So, you know, my dad growing up basically told us that Larry Bird was the basketball god, gracing all of us with his presence. And I've been hooked on basketball ever since. So that really was an awesome night. I spoke to Tom Brennan briefly after, and as you know, he's an awesome guy, very deserving. So that was a lot of fun.
Were you able to, being so new in the area, were you able to appreciate the moment, what the crowd was, and just how much that night meant to so many people?
I think so, yes. I've been doing my research, and since I enjoy basketball the most, that was the easiest research for me to do. I read a lot about UVM, the history, so I was aware of everything Tom Brennan did for the program, and I had been in Patrick Gym once before, so seeing the place full like that and so electric for him, that was new. But his legacy and all those things, those things weren't new to me. And it was a nice culmination of those two things.
Well, you went to Syracuse University, and as everyone here likes to remind everyone that went to Syracuse, UVM beat Syracuse in Brennan's NCAA tournament win in 05. And have you ever talked to Coach Boeheim? Have you ever met Coach Boeheim in your time at Syracuse?
Oh, yes. I actually did a one-on-one interview with him. I think it was last year. So he is... he's very authentic. What you see is what you get. And he is really a nice guy. But I think after 40-plus years of dealing with the same faces in the media, the same questions about whether or not he's going to switch to man-to-man defense, I think that's where some of his snarkiness comes in.
Well, next time you see Coach Boeheim, you can tell him you're friends with Coach Brennan now and see how he reacts.
Okay, sure. I definitely will.
Lauren Walsh, she's a new sports anchor and reporter at Local 22 and Local 44 News. Now, Lauren, you're going to be on the weekends, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So we look forward to seeing you all over our television sets. You mentioned basketball is your favorite sport. What else are you looking forward to getting out and exploring here in Vermont from a coverage standpoint that maybe you haven't gotten to see before?
Sure. So for coverage, I am definitely interested in covering hockey, as I mentioned, because I root for the Bruins sort of by default, but I've never really been that into hockey. I follow pretty much all the other main sports, and I have fandom and dedication or what have you, but with hockey, I've just never gotten into it, so I'm open to covering hockey, you know, and learning more about it and that kind of stuff, as well as a slew of other winter sports that, get coverage around here. I've never skied or snowboarded myself, so I think it would be fun to, A, try those things on my own, and B, cover some professionals who really know what they're doing, and maybe I could get some visual pointers from them.
Well, before you came to town and during your time at Syracuse, you also interned, I read, at NESN at the New England Sports Network. So I got to ask this question. We have on Tom Caron every Tuesday at 4:35, and he does the Red Sox and Bruins studio broadcast. Have you ever met TC?
I have not met TC. You know, he, as you said, he's usually a studio guy, and I was a remote production intern at NESN. So I was at Fenway in the truck every day. So I did meet Dave O'Brien, Jerry Remy. And it's currently Garen Austin / Jemai Webster doing the sideline. So the season I was there, it was mostly Garen. And I've met all of those people. And of course, the behind the scenes crew that makes it all happen. But I have not met TC. He pretty much stuck to the studio except for the occasional pregame desk hit they would do for big games and bring him onto the field, but I never ran into him.
Well, we appreciate talking to TC every week, and we appreciate our relationship with NESN, especially this week as he's down at the winter meetings in Orlando giving us all the Red Sox updates. But Lauren Walsh, new sports anchor, reporter at Local 22, Local 44 News. You'll see her on the Vermont side of things, covering things. You'll see her in Northern New York as well. Lauren, congratulations again on the job. You've been on the beat for about a week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.